Greetings and good morning to you. I'm Pastor Joachim Rieker of the Eastside Baptist Church in Windhoek, and for the last time this week, I want to share with you the marks of a biblical church. I want to ask the question, what constitutes a healthy church? You may be surprised at my answer. Of course, I've covered a lot of ground since Monday, but I wanted to just remind you that the first mark of a healthy church is that the Word of God is preached there. And so the second mark, I said, of a healthy church is that the church clearly understands and proclaims the gospel. We are about the gospel. The church is about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. The third mark of a healthy church is that there is a biblical understanding of conversion. Church members ought to be converted people. The fourth mark is that there should be a healthy understanding of discipleship, that is following the Lord Jesus Christ actively in the fellowship of the church. And so today, I want to just remind you of the fifth mark of a healthy church, in this, that there should be healthy and biblical leadership. Now, there are only two offices of church leaders that are mentioned in the Bible, and those are elders or pastors and deacons. I want to remind you just of what the Bible says about the biblical office of a pastor or elder. And according to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, we find the picture here where Paul writes to Timothy. He says that the saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of an overseer or a pastor or an elder, he desires a noble task. And it says, therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well and with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders so that he may not fall into disgrace or into a snare of the devil. Now, it's very clear that your pastor or your elders must be thought of as men who know God and who love God. They must lead by example. That's a mark of a healthy church, that you have got biblical elders, and they must bear the biblical marks that of this text that I have read to you. You see, we can't keep on doing what we want to do. We actually have to respect the Bible as God's word, and this is the standard. We cannot improve upon the standard of the Bible. God expects his churches to be led by men that are faithful to him. And for this reason, you must always pray for your church, and pray in particular that God will bless you with faithful men to lead you, because your own happiness is linked to this. Let me also say something about deacons. Now, the word deacon actually means servant, but properly speaking, and if we had to provide a definition for the work of a deacon, we could say he is a minister of mercy. Now, deacons exist to make the gospel look good. The church that is full of good works will be easily listened to by others. Blessed is the church that has a faithful team of deacons who look after the welfare of the church and of their society. In 1 Timothy 3, verses 8 to 13, we find their qualifications listed, where it says, deacons, likewise, must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience, and let them also be tested first. Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives, likewise, must be dignified, not slanderous, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good understanding for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Blessed is the church, I say to you, that has such faithful leadership. So I want you to pray for your church. Let's pray. God, our Father, thank you as we think about these things, that we can pray for our churches. We pray for our pastors and elders and our deacons, We pray that you will give us faithful and good servants that will help our church to be a biblical church. For I pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus, with thanksgiving. Amen.